Two Chairs No Waiting, number 268. Happy birthday to Floyd. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some of the great Mayberry items you'll find there. Really, folks, if you haven't been to weaversdepartmentstore.com, go over there and check it out. They got all kinds of amazing items related to the Andy Griffith Show at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of number 268 is Russell Hyatt. That's right, Russell, Floyd the barber himself from Mount Airy, North Carolina. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, your podcast about the Andy Griffith Show. And today we're going to be talking about happy birthday to Floyd, because I just got back from a great trip up to Mount Airy, North Carolina, where myself and Kenneth Junkin, who is our Otis Campbell tribute artist, headed up to Mount Airy in order to be able to celebrate the 90th birthday of Russell Hyatt. Now, Russell, if you don't know, is the owner and proprietor, he's proprietor of Floyd's City Barbershop in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Now, Floyd's City Barbershop is right next door to the Snappy Lunch. So if you're ever standing in line, you go right in front of Floyd's. Russell's been in there forever. He's celebrating his 90th birthday. And what a privilege it was for me to be invited to come up there. And anybody could have come up there. But it was very nice that they asked Otis and myself to come up and serve cake and punch. So that was that was a delight for certain. Now, one thing we did find out that Otis told me, which I did not know. Guess what? Floyd the barber, Howard McNear, who you probably have seen on the Andy Griffith Show a few times, his birthday was January 27th, 1905. Russell Hyatt's birthday, who runs Floyd's Barbershop there in Mount Airy, his birthday is January 28th, 1924. That's right. They were born one day apart, now a few years, but still, I thought it was very interesting that the two men were born that close together in dates-wise, anyway. One day apart. That was just a neat little fact that I did not know or had never connected, that Howard McNear was born the 27th, and Russell Hyatt, Mayberry or Mount Airy's Floyd the Barber, was born the very next day. Of course, like I said, it was a few years later, but still, cool fact, odd facts known by a few. Now it's known by you, a listener to this podcast. So, hey, congratulations. Now, Kenneth and I headed up there to Mount Airy, North Carolina, had to drive through the snow, actually. We were heading up, going by David Browning, who is our Mayberry deputy. We were heading through his neck of the woods, and wow, there was snow and stuff all over the ground. We were heading up through Bristol, Virginia, and just past Bristol, or on up through Wythville, before we hit I-77 to head south. Wow, there was a lot of snow. And we were concerned that we weren't going to make it to Mount Airy. We're like, wow, we got to go down this big mountain on 77 to get down to the Piedmont area of North Carolina, where Mount Airy is located. And Kenneth and I didn't say a lot about it, but both of us were very relieved as we hit Wythville, Virginia, and everything cleared up. There was no snow, and everything was smooth sailing on down to the Mayberry Motor Inn in Mount Airy. And we drove into Mount Airy and were able to see all the Christmas lights. Some of that stuff was still up around town. And it's things you don't usually get to see, because I'm usually up there during Mayberry days. And some of you may be in that same boat where you've been to Mount Airy during Mayberry days. But it was fun to be there in the evenings. You could see all the streets were lined with snowflakes on the telephone poles or the street lights, and you're going downtown there. And of course, everything was pretty much closed, but they had Christmas lights in the windows of the stores and everything. It's just a neat thing to be able to be a part of, because I'm usually there at Mayberry days, and it's just It's neat to see the town other times of the year. So Kenneth and I headed up there. Now, we got to spend the day with the Miles over at Mayberry on Main on Monday. So that was a fun day because we stood around in there and talked. It was Otis and Floyd visiting their store. So I definitely want to throw a shout out to them for letting us visit with them and everything that day. And here's something we found out. In talking to Russell, we found out that the Miles' store there at Mayberry on Main was the first location where Russell Hyatt cut hair. So standing in the window right there, looking out the front of the Mayberry on Main store, looking down Franklin Street, right there was where Russell's chair was. And we asked him about that. And he said, sure enough, that's where he cut hair. It's where he got his start. Cut hair there for about a year and a half. And we asked, did you cut Andy's hair there or down here at Floyd's barbershop? He said both. Both places. I cut at both places. So, folks, when you go to Mayberry on Main, make sure you go to the front window and pretend you're getting your hair cut by Russell Hyatt right there, right where Andy did. So they're thinking about putting a plaque or a monument or something up. You know, I'm not sure what they're going to do, but it's a big deal for them when they found that out. They were excited about it, and I am too. So congratulations to the Miles there at Mayberry on Main. Right there in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Drop by there if you're in town. And if you're not there, head over to Weaver's Department Store and get stuff from them. They have different things. So check both places. There's all kinds of good stuff there in Mayberry. All right, so here's what happened. I went over to the barbershop the next day, which was his birthday on Tuesday. And while we were there, I started looking around on the window, the walls and stuff. And there's, you know, all the pictures there in Floyd's barbershop. And I was able to find pictures of people I knew and also people that were famous. There's pictures on the wall there of Lou Ferrigno. We saw that. You know, there's all kinds of things right there on the wall of the barbershop. And, you know, it's definitely something any day you're there, just go in there and look around at the pictures at Floyd City Barbershop and visit, and you'll be able to see these things. But it was Russell's, like I said, his 90th birthday. So Otis and I were there. It's just a wonderful thing. They had signs up all over town saying, "Happy 90th, Russell, we love you," all over the place. And there's a store right across from the barbershop that Otis was particularly fond of. It's called Uncorked in Mayberry. So Otis, he really liked the sign that said, "Happy birthday, Russell Hyatt," you know, "Happy birthday, Russell." But he really enjoyed looking around at that store. I wouldn't let him go in. Because Floyd, yeah, Barney had deputized me. I wasn't supposed to let him in there, yeah. And plus, it was only Tuesday. He didn't need to be going into that store. But he was enjoying all that stuff. He went around town getting his picture made with an Andy statue and things like that. Stuff, if you're ever in Mount Airy, North Carolina, I definitely encourage you to go and do that. Because it's right there in front of the Andy Griffith Museum. And you can head over there and get your picture made with the statue. Now, the day we were there, it was snowing, actually, that Tuesday. So that's right there beside the Andy Griffith Playhouse. But the Andy and Opie TV Land statue is right there. Now, many of you guys know this already. But for those of you that don't, I want to encourage you to head there and go out, and you can stand beside the statues and get your picture made with Andy and Opie. They look like they're walking to the fishing hole and holding fishing rods in their hands. So it's just a really neat location there. Then it was finally time to actually go to the barbershop, which started, the festivities started about 12 o'clock. And we were able to go down there and see Russell. He was getting cards and letters from people from all over the country. He had family and friends there. And when we got there, it was early, so there wasn't very many people, but people just kept rolling in. Otis was in charge of handing out punch, I believe I told you. And I was in charge eventually of cutting cake for them. And they had a cake that would have fed 200 people. Had a really nice cake. It had a big pair of scissors on it and a barber pole. So it was pretty special. And Russell, you know, he seemed to really enjoy all the festivities. And we've got a little special treat for you. I want you to hear this. I'm going to play a video for you right here. It's a video that I shot while we were there. And there's, of course, audio. So if you're just listening to it, that's going to be fine. But this is the mayor of Mount Airy, North Carolina. And she was declaring it as Russell Hyatt Day in Mount Airy. So let's take it away, Mayor.
Whereas Russell Hyatt will be honored by friends and relatives on the occasion of his 90th birthday on January 28, 2014. And whereas Mr. Hyatt was born January 28, 1924, and is a native of Mount Airy and is the owner of Floyd City Barbershop, which is a staple in downtown Mount Airy. And whereas he was married to Addie Hyatt for 69 years until she passed in 2012, he has two children, four grandchildren, and numerous great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. And whereas he is the second oldest active barber in the nation and has cut the hair of not only locals but also celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, Lou Incredible Hulk, and Mount Airy's own Andy Griffith. And whereas during a long and productive lifetime, he has demonstrated in countless ways his dedication to others and has earned the respect and affection of people from all walks of life and from all ages. Now, therefore, by virtue of the authority in me, as mayor of the city of Mount Airy, I, Deborah Cochran, do hereby deem it as an honor and privilege and pleasure to extend this proclamation to Mr. Russell Hyatt on the occasion of his 90th birthday with sincere congratulations and best wishes for many, many more happy, productive years in the future.
All right. So isn't that cool? We got to see the mayor of Mount Airy, North Carolina, declaring it as Russell Hyatt Day in Mount Airy, North Carolina. It was, like I said, it was a great day. Russell, there were so many family and friends. I got to actually meet his brother and his son and, you know, his nieces. He was surrounded by so many family members. And I don't know how many of you have been able to go to Mount Airy and actually visit with Russell there at the barbershop. But it was just a wonderful experience to be able to see how much love people had for Russell as they visited, came in, told him things, visited. I think I've told you guys before that Russell was the one who cut my son's hair. His very first haircut was done at Floyd's City Barbershop by Russell. And we actually have a haircut award by Russell. And they took pictures of stuff while, you know, that are hanging on the wall. There's old pictures. We found pictures of Otis and myself and Jeff Branch with Russell from several years ago. And I even found a picture of me with Russell that was probably from 20 years ago on the wall there at the barbershop. So it's just been a special, special time of just getting to know this man. I mean, there's everybody's been there. George Lindsay, Oprah Winfrey, as the mayor was saying. There's just so many. Lou Ferrigno, we already said something about here. But it was the entire town was wishing Russell a happy birthday. Even the Snappy Lunch had a sign up in their window right next door saying happy birthday. And I'll tell you, according to him, he had never snowed on his birthday. And snow was one of the things. He loves snow. And he had never had it snow on his birthday before. And this was an event because it snowed, and it snowed about 2 inches, by the way. Otis and I were very concerned about not being able to get home. We were staying at the Mayberry Motor Inn. And if any of you folks watched my Christmas card this year that I mailed out to everybody and emailed out and made available, I actually got some pictures at the Mayberry Motor Inn that would make great Christmas cards next year that are real, not me faking out a summertime picture to make it look like snow. And it was a great time in Mount Airy. I mean, I just, I'm so thankful that I was invited to come up and do that. I've got one more thing, if I can cue it up. I'm not sure this is going to work for us. Let me see if I can get this up. But they sang happy birthday to Russell for his, you know, there at the barbershop. So let me see if I can get this queued up for us. And here we go. Let's listen to them as they sing happy birthday to Russell.
Dear Russell, happy birthday to you.
He cheered up a lot during that, just because all the people were there saying happy birthday to him and everything. And I tell you, Russell is a special man. If you're ever in Mount Airy, nobody keeps the Mayberry spirit better than Russell Hyatt. And so I want to encourage you to head over there to Floyd's Barbershop and tell Russell, hey, we've even got some pictures here of him blowing out his candles there on his cake. So it's 90th. Luckily, they did not put 90 candles on the cake because I'm not quite sure the fire marshal would have liked having 90 candles on his cake as it was burning there in his barbershop. But again, I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I can't really express the love I have for that guy. He is a wonderful guy. He's always been so nice to me as I come in there doing Floyd the Barber in his barbershop. He's Floyd. I just impersonate the character from the Andy Griffith Show. But if anybody embodies the love and caring for people around him, it's Russell Hyatt. And I'm proud to call him Floyd. So, all right, folks, I'd love to hear from you. Tell me some stories you've heard about Russell. I mean, you guys have been to Mount Airy. You've seen him, and y'all have been there, so you know what it's like. So I'd love to hear from you. You can write me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415, and let me hear from that as well. I'd love to hear you tell a story about an experience you've had with Russell, because I got to tell you, that is a true Mayberry experience, getting your hair cut at Floyd's Barbershop. So, folks, until next time, y'all drop by our website, tell us hi there. Drop by Two Chairs No Waiting on the Facebook. Just drop by facebook.com/twochairs. We love to stay in touch with you, and we'll see you next time here at Two Chairs No Waiting. Good night, everybody.